Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, you can head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the thousands of podcasts and articles that you will find updated daily. Tons of the top conservative influencers from all around the country are over at AmericaOutLoud.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, you want to be sure to head on over there and check out all the great articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. We really appreciate that. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. As everyone knows, there's a lot going on in our country, and not just our country, overseas, over in Europe. Seems like Vladimir Putin is seizing this weak president we have, Joe Biden, and finally headed to take over Ukraine. Of course, Biden has been threatening Putin for several weeks now, talking about the sanctions he's going to lay down, talking about Russian diplomats he might get rid of, and things like that. But they just seem to be things that Putin does not care about. If you remember, President Trump actually had a lot of sanctions on Russia, and the Biden administration did not continue to enforce them. So President Trump, for all the grief that he gets about how soft on Russia he was actually harder on Russia than what we're seeing from this Biden administration right now. And if President Joe Biden and his dementia is not bad enough, we've got a vice president who is totally inept as well. Kamala Harris went over to Europe last week and was just a complete embarrassment for our country. She was speaking to these world leaders and diplomats like their children, saying things like, "Listen, guys, we're about to head on to a war in Europe. Like, everyone doesn't know that already." And then she claimed that Europe had been peaceful for the past 70 years, which is also incorrect. So Kamala Harris is completely clueless. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is completely clueless. They're a complete embarrassment to our country. And here you have Vladimir Putin, who's making a strong move because he senses the weakness in our leadership. I have a feeling he would not have done this with a strong president like President Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens after Biden lays on these sanctions, if Russia seems to backtrack a little bit. I don't think they will. I think that this is just the start of something big that Vladimir Putin has planned, but we'll have to see how it all plays out. Well, Rob, you heard my thoughts. What are yours, and how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in for another night with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And again, as we always say, please share the broadcast, share the podcast. Go on America Out Loud and look at all the other content. But without a doubt, we would appreciate it if you did share the content that is there. We've had many people to contact us and say, "Hey, we enjoy listening. What can we do to help you get your show out there?" Share. That would be the best thing ever, is just to keep sharing and talk it up.
Yep. Whether it's Parler, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it doesn't matter. As long as you're sharing the podcast, we appreciate it a great deal.
Right. Exactly. Put it on Twitter. I mean, they might try to knock it down, but keep sharing. And now we know that President Trump is coming up with his own social media platform called Truth. I've registered. I haven't got on yet. I hear that there are a lot of people trying to get on. And Andrew, I heard that it's like the number one app on Apple apps. It's like the number one app. The media won't talk about it. They'll play it down. They'll say, "Oh, he tried to get it going and it had all these glitches and blah, 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 blah." Okay, fine. I mean, I would have preferred it not to be that way, since it took so long to get it up, but it's better than nothing. And I hope eventually I will be let on. And my handler, just in case you guys are wondering, will be RobJH1. So please go on Truth and follow me there. That's my handle on everything, RobJH1. On Getter, I think it's just RobJH, because they tried to link my Twitter account, which they've suspended from Getter because it links it up automatically. And they were saying, "Oh, this username has been used." It's like, yeah, it's my name. Just link it. But anyway, on Getter, I'm RobJH. But everything else, RobJH1. Follow me, share our articles, make your voices known, communicate with us, let us know what you think. Now, on to the tonight's topic, which you were saying, Andrew, in your opening about Biden and Harris, the resident and the vice resident. Well, here are my thoughts on it. Joe's now coming out and he's saying that he's putting on sanctions on Russia. As we said on last night's show, the war has already started. It's a psychological warfare, or we said it the night before. What's happening right now is that they're just dancing around, but do not doubt, Putin is resolute and going in and taking over Ukraine, which is the size of, I think the size of Texas, if that. But yeah, they're going to go in. And at one point years ago, it used to be part of the Soviet Union, and Putin wants to bring it all back together. So Biden can pontificate, and the media can make it seem as if though that he has a plan and that Putin is afraid. That's the last thing on Putin's mind, or one of his feelings, being afraid. Biden, on the other hand, is probably trembling, not knowing which direction to go. And whoever's giving him advice, Andrew, they're giving him the wrong advice, because you would think he would have put the sanctions on prior as opposed to now. You would have thought he would have had the foresight to say, wait, if we give him this pipeline with Germany, the Nord Stream pipeline, he's just going to be making a lot of money. And right now, they're making billions of dollars a day because of the gas and oil that they're supplying to all of Europe. 35% of the oil is coming from Russia. We are getting oil from Russia. Why is this? And if you guys recall back, I think it was November 15th, 2020. Is that the date? When President Trump, it was in 2018. President Trump was in Belgium, I think it was. And he was meeting with the president of NATO. And they were having a conversation about the oil. And he was saying, why is it that they won't buy oil, purchase oil from the United States? It's like, it just doesn't make any sense. And he was letting the president of NATO have it. He was saying, this makes no sense. Why are we getting it from Russia? Why are we building up Russia? Russia is a bad actor on the world stage. Why is that? Now, of course, Angela Merkel at the time, she's just as fickle and foolish as a woman could ever be, was thinking, well, I don't want to give Trump a victory. We're going to get our oil from, it was 2018, and they were in Brussels. I'm looking at my notes, they were in Brussels. And he was just saying, you know, you guys should be getting the oil from the United States. We will give you a good deal. The media thought nothing of it. They were, no, don't give it. Don't listen to Trump. Get it from Russia. From Russia? Why? Why Angela Merkel? And now Putin has you guys, have you guys over a rock and a hard place. Because he can shut it down. He can raise it, increase it. And then what will you guys do?
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing. And the liberal media, they won't call him out because they're too busy trying to attack Trump to make certain that we've got to dirty him up even more so that he will not run again. See, they're thinking about him running. They're not thinking about the safety of the country or the world. They're focusing in on Trump because they're afraid that if Trump gets it, if the Republican gets into office in 2022, a lot of the lies are going to be exposed. Well, we hope, because as I've said before at one of our shows, we know the Republicans have the capacity or the ability to blow things up, the propensity, I meant, to blow things up with inner fighting.
Well said, Rob. And I just want to continue on something that you already said. You mentioned that Ukraine is about the size of Texas, which is pretty accurate. But you got to remember, over there in Europe, it's a lot of smaller countries. So even though it is the size of Texas, it is the second biggest country in Europe, Ukraine is. And they've also got 44 million citizens, which is over 10 million more people than what the country of Canada has. So Russia is going to gain a lot of land if they take over Ukraine, and they will have over 40 more million more citizens under their watch, which you would think would make them more powerful for the future.
Well, and then how is Russia going to supply or provide for all those people? We know currently that there are Russians living in Ukraine. And we know that before. Well, and there's something else we've got to realize is that when Putin came on scene, Putin created a middle class for Russia. They didn't have it prior to that. It was all beans and potatoes, and they were suffering. So a lot of folks in Russia, they do look up to him. They know that he is a ruthless killer, but they look up to him because of the middle class that he created. But now you're getting ready to annex Ukraine. It was a psychological warfare. Now he's moving in tanks and he's making the case. This is why we have to do it. We should have never given it up. I mean, this guy has a mission. So these little sanctions that Biden and company are putting out there, sanctions on the financial institutions, whoop-de-doo, you already have sanctions on them. So what is that going to do? Sanctions on certain oligarchs so that they can't do business with Americans and Americans can't do business with them. Whoop-de-doo, you already have that in place. You should have followed Trump's lead and you should have been a leader, but he's not afraid of Biden. He knows that Biden will blink and Biden is blinking. He knows that Biden can't put together two sentences, but we can't call him out. Our media will not call this out. As I said the other day, this reporter, Jennifer Griffith, she's making it seem as though Biden has put together this coalition of NATO allies, and these are the things they're going to do. Well, it would have been nice and lovely had they thought about this prior, as opposed to when you're in the throes of it. Because when you're in the throes of it, this guy's probably easily went over to China and spoke to them and said, hey, are you guys going to help us out? When we move in this direction, what are you guys going to do for us? Did anyone ever think about that? And that's not even being discussed. It's not even being discussed that during the Olympics, Putin went to China and the two leaders were standing on the same platform together laughing. No one has mentioned that. Had it been Trump, they would have, they were laughing at Trump. They were making fun of him because he's a bully. But with Biden, they're not mentioning it. So to our detriment, the detriment of the country, we have a media, the propaganda arm of the Democrats that will not call this out. Why won't they call it out? Well, he's our leader and we don't want him to look bad. He already looks bad. People already see it. And it's unfortunate because there are people here in America that are okay with that. They're okay with the decline of America, because they don't like the country. They want us to be second fiddle until we're actually there. And then they'll start crying, how did we get here? Well, you know who they're gonna blame. They're gonna blame Trump again. It's like blame Trump for everything. The same way they blame racism for everything. Everything is about racism. Climate change, blame that on racism. Roads and bridges need to be repaired. Blame that on racism. Everything has been blamed on racism. And they're tying the two, Trump in with it, and white supremacy. You got the Canadians. I was listening or watching one of their members of parliament. She was up talking and she was accusing or saying that the truckers that were honking their horns twice, honk, honk, that was a sign they were saying, Hail Hitler. Like, are these people that delusional? I mean, think about it. That's Hail Hitler. Well, don't come to New York because I guess they're saying Hail Hitler 24/7. Don't go to Los Angeles or Texas.
I guess that's what the media does. If there's nothing bad to report on, they'll just make something up.
And Andrew, unfortunately, that's what they're doing. They're just making it up. But it's, as I said before, it's really unfortunate because we don't have a media that will call them out.
Yeah, the media should be pushing back what's going on in Canada. I mean, to say that their rights, I know they don't have a constitution there in Canada, but it's supposed to be, you're supposed to have some line of freedom there in Canada. This locking the GoFundMe account and then freezing these citizens' bank accounts is just beyond the pale. It's just complete government overreach. And here we have our own media not pushing back on it. And not helping out the Canadian citizens one bit when they're probably looking for the American media to stick up for them.
Our media is complicit. Now, imagine had they froze accounts when Kamala Harris was saying, please donate to help these individuals get out, the individuals from 2020 during the riots. Just imagine how they froze those accounts, the outcry. And now they care nothing about it. And what's damning about it, because this Canada's doing their own thing, but they're so close to us here in the United States. And we know that Biden or someone in his camp is on the phone speaking with Trudeau saying, crush them, crush the truckers. Don't allow them to do this and freeze the accounts, freeze the accounts. What do you mean? This is a legitimate protest. They're not harming anyone. When they came out and said, stop honking your horns because you're disturbing the peace, they stopped. But you don't want to see them out there. Did you even think to meet with them? No, not Justin Trudeau, Mr. Metro Boy. So I can only imagine what he's thinking about Russia. Are they gonna send troops, Canada? I think we've already established the other night that they have an army. I don't know how large it is. But everyone is looking for America to send their troops. Jennifer Griffith claims that there is a coalition of NATO allies. But so far, America seems to be the biggest voice. No other voices. Now, I know Germany said that they're going to not honor the agreement of the Nord Stream pipeline. Not honor it. Okay. So they could possibly still use it. What is Great Britain saying? What are any of these countries saying? We know that we can't count on Italy, because Italy is getting a lot of its oil or gas from Russia, and they don't want to be shut down. So what are the other countries saying? What are our other allies, NATO, saying? Since Jennifer Griffith seems to have the insight. And I call her name out because she, as I said before, came out and was trying to put all of this at the foot of Trump. Oh, this was Trump's fault when Trump was saying that he was going to leave NATO. Okay. Well, why didn't Russia attack then? Why didn't he move on Ukraine then? He moved on in Crimea. Yeah, he tried the same thing with Georgia, but why didn't he do it under Trump? Since you guys were all making it seem as if though Trump was his foot soldier and that Trump was afraid to say anything. Whereas we have Barack Obama on a tape telling one of Putin's deputies that if after the election, he'll have more leeway, more latitude to do different things. Now, Putin detested Barack Obama. He was enamored by Barack Obama and all the adulation. They came from a lot of the Western countries. And they were so enthralled of Barack Obama because he was a black man. Oh, the first black president. What did he do after that? Absolutely nothing. See, the Western countries, they get so enamored over different things. They create a problem. And then once a person manages to work around it, then they're like excited about it. Should it have taken that long to get a black man to be president and a qualified black man, which Barack Obama wasn't? But it was because of the Democrats. You would think the Democrats, the largest voters that they have are black. So why wouldn't they have already put forth a black candidate? Just think about it. Think about it long and hard. Majority of blacks give their votes to Democrats.
Yeah,
yet really still, they didn't have a candidate until 2008.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense. And another thing that we have to keep in mind is that Joe Biden, I'm sure, is not thinking of the long game here. In the past year, America has dished out $650 million to Ukraine in their military, trying to strengthen their military, giving them weapons and everything. And now you have here where it looks pretty obvious Russia is going to take them over in a snap of a finger whenever they want to. Ukraine is going to be Russia's. And the current size of Ukraine's armed forces is 250,000 soldiers. So imagine that when Russia takes over Ukraine, they're going to have an additional 250,000 soldiers, not to mention who knows what kind of weapons and armory they're going to have from the $650 million that Joe Biden has sent them in the past year.
So like Afghanistan, they will have access to our weaponry, because remember, we left our weapons there in Afghanistan. Although Lord Austin and Mark Milley claim that, oh no, what we left there, it was nothing. No, you left our weapons there. You didn't even think to destroy it. And we've had guests on our show to talk about that. that when you leave, you destroy the weapons. But instead, they had our helicopters, they had our machines. Yeah, but we were able to like turn on a switch and it was just destroyed. No, it wasn't destroyed, Lord Austin, Mark Milley, stop lying. And the media didn't call them out on it. They made it seem as if, though, oh, nothing to see here, look the other way. Regardless of the fact that 13 soldiers lost their lives, and then when Biden tried to go back for retribution, he killed about 20 people, 10 of them were children. And now those same people are saying, okay, we want to come to America. No, the hell, you aren't coming here. We don't know where your heart is. We don't know where your mind is. Stay right where you are. But of course, Biden will bring them here because we already have 50,000 Afghanistanis here planted all around the country. No one's keeping an eye out on them. So are we going to do the same thing for Ukrainians, for the same thing for Russians?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, because he's already said, if Americans, you better get out of there because we're not coming in to help you. And by the way, we don't know how many Americans are there. So just think about, this is supposed to be the leader of the free world making these comments, creating these disaster pinpoints, failing in Afghanistan, failing at our southern border. Had this been Trump, the media would have been all over it, saying he should be impeached. What's wrong with him? He's crazy. He's a madman. I don't hear Joe Scarborough talking about Biden being a madman, that the walls are closing in on him, because the walls have closed in on this administration. Kamala Harris, she's not popular at all. We don't know what Biden's cabinet members are doing. We know that Buttigieg, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing as far as supply, our supply chain problem. Transportation, he's not doing anything there. But they're all laser focused on the vaccine. They're all laser focused on keeping our kids in masks. They're all laser focused on we might need to shut down again. They're all laser focused on everybody who hasn't had the vaccine, get out. We're going to fire all the essential workers now. We're done with them. Let's get rid of them. And what's so horrible about it, Andrew, is that the courts are agreeing with this craziness. So can you imagine if Biden wanted to pull a Trudeau here in America? The courts would agree with it. Yeah, take away their civil rights, take away their bank accounts, because they were donating money to these groups. Freeze their accounts. And if their children are out there, take away their kids. We're only steps away from that happening here, because the folks that are pushing it in Canada, as I said before, one of the ladies, her husband is a Canadian. She was an American and she worked in Barack Obama's administration. So once Barack Obama left, she and her husband went back to Canada and she decided to go into politics there. Don't doubt what we're saying here, because it's only a step away from happening to us.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. And to think that all these things that the left is responsible for and endorsing, like these freezing of accounts, people want to act like that they wouldn't be willing to steal an election when you look at everything else that they're up to and what they're doing to citizens of their country. That just seems to be another thing that they're guilty of.
Oh, yeah, completely guilty of it. So when you look at what's happening, you look at the lay of the land and people, the people being the media, the left, they're trying to make it seem as though Joe is this powerful person and what he's saying is so truth to power. Russia is not afraid of him. Putin is not afraid of him. Who's afraid of Joe Biden? No one's afraid of him. They know that he's a fumbling, mumbling idiot. He's senile. When he gave his speech today, it was supposed to start, they said it was going to start at 3, and then he moved it up. Oh, we're going to do it at 1. Waited to 1. 1 came, still no speech. 1:30, still no speech. 2, no speech. I think 2:15 or thereabout, he came out. And in my opinion, what he was saying was absolutely nothing. He gave the American people no assurance. The only thing he did tell us is that as far as your gas prices, get ready. It's going to get tough. It's going to be tough on you. So look forward to your gas prices going up.
It's been tough.
It's been tough, right? The supply chain problem, it's still in existence. You go to our supermarkets. I went the other day to the Apple store with my kid and his cousin. They had saved up some of their money. They want to get new iPads and trade their old iPad in. So of course they're proud of themselves that they saved their money up and that they're going to do it. When we got there, I would say, okay, we want this and this one. Oh, well, it's going to be a month because it's on back order. Like, what? Are you serious? It's on back order? Oh, yeah, we're having a problem getting the pieces, you know, the manufacturer. That's not Trump's problem. It's Biden's problem. Biden has been in office for 2 years now. This is Biden's problem. Biden's being incompetent, but the media will not call him out. Instead, they'll say, well, this is because of Trump. Trump has nothing to do with this. Trump has nothing to do with the situation in Ukraine. This is all Biden and that comedian of a president that they have there. Because remember, Biden said, hey, if you don't stop investigating my son, we're going to take away the money that Barack Obama is giving you. The money that they use to buy weaponry. The weaponry that now, as you said, Andrew, Putin will have under his arsenal. This is Biden's problem, Biden's failed leadership, and he's got to be called out on it. But the media won't do it, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. It looks like it's shaping up to be another foreign policy disaster for Joe Biden. And just to put something else into context here, 250,000 troops. Ukraine is the second largest military in all of Europe. Only Russia has a larger military than Ukraine in Europe as far as manpower goes. And once Russia takes over, you'd have to think that these Ukrainian troops will be under Russia's command. So here they've netted themselves an extra 250,000 troops. And you have to wonder if Putin plans on stopping here, or if Joe Biden lets him get away with taking Ukraine, what his plans are after that. I think he's got more long-term plans after Ukraine, and this is just the start of something bigger. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
It's time to rethink COVID disinfection. A study by Harvard, Drexel, and Virginia Tech concluded, we don't have a single documented case of COVID transmission through surfaces. The reality is that COVID spreads mainly through the air. Shared air is the problem, not shared surfaces. The solution is the Genesis Fogger, which uses natural HOCl to disinfect both air and surfaces simultaneously. It's perfect for home or business. NIH says HOCl may well be the disinfectant of choice for coronaviruses. There's nothing more natural or more effective. Genesis fogs at the precise particle size to combat COVID and other harmful pathogens. It's what's missing from your disinfecting protocol. Visit genesisfogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at genesisfogger.com/outloud.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutloud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back with After Dark, Robert Andrew. Glad that you are tuning in tonight. And in the first half of the show, we were talking about the war in Ukraine, which is, and by all intents and purposes, it has started. It's a psychological warfare, although Biden and company are saying that it has not started and that there is a buildup and that eventually it will start, but it has already started. Okay, let's just get that out there. It has already started. We don't see the bloodshed yet, but it will eventually come because as we're hearing, and as Andrew so eloquently said before we went to break, is that Ukraine has the second largest army in Europe. Go figure. Russia has the largest, 900,000 men. So Ukraine is no match to Russia. They can just go in and just say, hey, sit down. But as we're hearing, the Ukrainians will fight. God bless them. I don't know how much of a fight it will be, but it will. And something else that you mentioned, Andrew, is how far will Putin go? Is Estonia next? Will he try to take over Poland? Because he sees a little sanctions that we're putting on them. They've been sanctioned for quite some time. Trump had sanctions on them that Biden removed. Biden came in and took away everything that Trump was doing and had done. And what has it netted us? I mean, we got to be serious. What has it done for us? Absolutely nothing. They defunded the police. Look at the crime. They defunded the military. And look at the possible wars that we could be in. We've still got to focus on China. Ukraine is nothing compared to China. Because if China marches into Taiwan, who's one of our allies, what will we do? Will we have soldiers to go in and protect Taiwan? Will China say, screw you, I'm going in? And for all we know, I think today is supposed to be some significant holiday in Russia. They're there. And they might just say, hey, full throttle. And then you have China. They might at the same time, okay, let's go on into Taiwan. You know what I wonder, Andrew? I wonder if the Mark Milley's counterpart got in contact with him and told him, this is it. Now we're going full throttle. Because if you recall, Mark Milley got in contact with his counterpart in China to tell them, don't worry, we're not going to attack you. See, I haven't forgotten about that. And according to Mark Milley, this is what's supposed to happen. That your counterpart will get in contact with you and say, hey, we're getting ready to do X, Y, Z. But no one has brought that up. No one in the media has said, Milley, has anyone contacted you yet? Now, we had all this false information that last Wednesday before last, that they were supposed to go into Ukraine. But it didn't happen. Full throttle, it didn't happen. Now, as I said on one of our shows, they've already gone in. The war is already there. It's a psychological warfare. But I do wonder if anyone has contacted Mark Milley and said, Mark, this is without a doubt, we're going in now.
Yeah, you can accuse President Xi of China and Putin of a lot of things, but one thing you cannot accuse them of is that they are stupid. They are not stupid people. And when they seen Mark Milley make this call to President Xi and tell him, hey, we're not going to attack China, what President Trump is saying, don't listen to, just move on. And that kind of chaos and situation, Russia and China can read that and see the weakness and the desperation from our own military and what's going on over here. You better believe they picked up on that and they realize that we're in a weakened state right now.
It is. And you don't see the media saying that Putin has outsmarted Biden, and he has. Whereas when Trump was in office, they say, oh, Putin, he's smarter than Trump. Trump thinks he knows him. He's a smart cookie. No, Trump knew the mentality of this wacko. He knew how to play him. But they attacked him and saying, oh, well, you know, he should have said this. He should have said that. And I remember so clearly Barack Obama said once, when in relationship to Putin, he said, do you actually think I'm going to go to his country or go to him and attack him? What kind of sense does that make? It doesn't do anything, but they accuse Trump of not saying anything. And now that we've seen that Putin has clearly played Biden on every front, He's not afraid of any of the sanctions. He's saying, screw you and your sanctions. Oh, Biden, he's put together a strong coalition. He's afraid of. No, he is not. Putin is just playing chicken with Biden.
Remember when President Trump was running for president initially back in 2016, he often said that these other countries have leaders that are much smarter than what we have. And we're seeing that play out right now with resident Biden in the White House having to go toe-to-toe with Putin. Biden is no match for Putin.
Absolutely no match at all. Putin will have, no, that's, Biden had said once that we would have China's lunch. Putin is having Biden's lunch completely. And this guy, I mean, I can only imagine what he's thinking, him being Biden, after the press conference, because you knew he was not going to answer questions. Had this been Trump, Trump would have been out there front and center, winging it, speaking. Now, remember, if you guys, when Putin gave his little press conference as to what they were going to do, he had no notes. He was speaking matter-of-factly, just calm, cool, collected, just saying, yeah, this is what we're going to do. This is what we think. Whereas Biden has to rehearse it. He has to go over it over and over again. And even with that, he stumbles and he fumbles and he mumbles. And the media will say he has a speech impediment problem. That's the reason why. No, folks, don't you stop believing that. And we mentioned this on the show before. Stop believing that lie. Biden simply cannot speak. He's afraid and he's forgetful. It has nothing to do with speech impediment. And individuals with speech impediment, they should be offended. I'm offended. I used to start it when I spoke years ago, when I was a kid, but I overcame it. So when I hear Biden lying and saying he had a speech impediment problem, I'm like, okay, maybe he did at one point in time, but it's gone. And what we see right now is senility, or the early stages of dementia, or Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Just go back and look at a speech from Biden from the 80s or the mid 90s, and it's like it's a completely different person than what we see from Biden right now.
But they're covering for him. The media is covering for him. They want us to think that he's all that, and then some powerful leader, and he isn't. They themselves even said it when he was running for office, that he's got to bring his A game. He never brought his A game. What he did do was hide in his basement during COVID because he was afraid. And I can't believe people aren't calling him out and saying, wait a minute, this guy has never shown any semblance of strength. Never. When he went overseas, his first overseas trip, and I call this out, when all the leaders were together, when it was time for them to walk away, Biden was the last man, like a lapdog. You had France, you had Canada, and they were all laughing at it and pushing him back. See, they enjoyed that because had it been Trump, he sucked up all the oxygen from the room. You knew he was there. The media wanted to cover him. They were focusing in on him, thinking that he was going to stumble or fumble, but it didn't happen. His presence was larger than life. Now, they didn't like that, but they covered it, trying to make fun of it. When he pushed his way through, when he was on stage, and rightfully so, this is the United States of America. We protect all of you. So, of course, I'm going to be front and center. And why shouldn't he? And that's one of the things that I don't understand, when people don't want America to stand out. And as Trump said, when he got into office, NATO was behind on their fees to pay NATO, a lot of the NATO members, Germany, Great Britain. And he called them out. And he said the next day, the checks started coming in. And why wouldn't they? If we're protecting them, we have troops right now in Germany protecting Germany. Why? And they're not standing up to Russia. It's Biden. He's the mouthpiece. He's not a good mouthpiece. Kamala Harris, as you said, Andrew, flying to Brussels, trying to lecture the leaders there as if though they're in grade school. She was never ready for prime time. She should have never gotten that position, but she got it because she was, as they say, Black Asian. Barack Obama made the call and said to pick her. How many of you are having buyer's remorse right now? And you're looking at this and wondering, what the hell did we do? Well, I'm sure some of you are okay with it. You're okay with Biden being there, because you don't want to admit defeat. And because there was so much hate for Trump, who did so much, and we mentioned this on our show previously, the accomplishments of Trump on President's Day. When we look back at history, what will we be able to say that Biden accomplished? He accomplished in bringing down America, failed policies, Afghanistan, and I'm sure Putin is looking at that and saying, man, he really screwed up in Afghanistan. They were there for 20 plus years. And when they left, They left with their tail between their legs, 13 soldiers dead. I wonder, what did the families of those soldiers get? What type of compensation? What type of compensation because of Joe's failures did they get, he and Tony Blinken? What did they give them? Because they had families. I doubt seriously, Andrew, that they got millions of dollars like the family of George Floyd. And I'm sure Dante's Wright family is going to be angling for million-dollar settlements also because of Kim Potter accidentally shooting their son. And we mentioned this on our show the previous night. It was an accident. And I just read an article the other day, or earlier today, Andrew, when we're doing the prep for the show, that Dante Wright's mom is lamenting. She's mad at the judge because she's saying that the judge allowed a white woman's tears to impact her in sentencing and giving Kim Potter only 2 years in prison. And of course, some time served. Now, Dante Wright's mom is white and she was crying. So what's the big deal? Was the judge, who happens to be Asian, supposed to look at that white woman's tears as opposed to the other woman who was repentant? Because as I said on our show last night, I don't think she should have gotten any time. Time served. She's already gone through a lot. But this is what happens when our society is like turns upside down. People are afraid to speak the truth. People are afraid to call out people like Joe Biden and the media, the liberal media. Had they called this man out, or had they allowed people to see what was happening during the election, Andrew, we wouldn't be here. But instead, we're busy looking at Jan 6. You have all these activist judges that are saying, okay, let's let this go to court. Let's let this go to court. I was looking and while we were speaking, and I saw that this woman who's suing Trump, who claimed Trump raped her, what is her name? E. Jean Carroll. They wanted a deposition from Trump. Now they've decided, and this is according to fake news CNN, it just came across the wire, that she doesn't want a deposition. She wants to go directly to trial, and she wants a DNA sample. What do you need a DNA sample for? Do you have like a blue dress that you claim that his DNA is on? I mean, come on, seriously. What does she need a DNA sample for? Jeez, this is just to humiliate him.
That case is still not settled. It's almost like they just want to keep trotting her out every now and then just so she can go on her normal rant about how Donald Trump supposedly raped her.
And she said, she told Anderson Cooper that she thinks that women like being raped. It's something sexy about it. Of course, his mouth nearly dropped when she said it. But no, the case is still going on because you have activist judges who are afraid to say, this makes no sense. I'm going to dismiss this without prejudice, as we said on the night, the show previously, and let's move on. You have the same thing with Jan 6. You have a judge, as I said before, Mehta, who's saying, okay, you guys can sue Trump for Jan 6. It's his fault. So who's going to sue him? Those weak police officers? How about suing Biden for the death of the soldiers in Afghanistan? How about suing a lot of these DAs and elected officials who decided to defund the police and they've got loved ones who are dead? Bill de Blasio, why can't they sue him? The mayors of San Francisco, the mayors of Chicago, of New Orleans, Baltimore, why can't people sue them because of their loved ones that were dead or were killed? The women here in New York City, woman who was killed by this homeless guy, entered her apartment. People that were pushed in front of trains. And a lot of the, unfortunately, Andrew, a lot of the women that were killed were Asian. That's really sad. So you're talking about, what do they say? Violence against women and crimes, race crimes, or what word do they always use when they talk about it? Whatever, but
hate crime,
hate crime. They should be able to sue the city and the city officials. Alvin Bragg, Bill de Blasio, who's left office, but they should still be able to sue him. Eric Adams. They should be able to sue these individuals and the local board members for passing these laws. Why can't they? You want to go after Trump, and you know there's no merit, no foundation for it whatsoever. But they want to keep a thing going so that people can't see what's actually happening. Because if they saw what was happening, they would say, forget about Ukraine. That's foregone. The war has already started. Another mess up by Biden. He failed again. Now let's see if he can get China right. Let's focus on that. I will not forget John McCain standing on the House floor and saying that Tony Blinken should not be that near the State Department. And this was during the Obama administration where they wanted to make him the deputy secretary of state. He said he should not be let near the State Department because he doesn't know what's happening. And you look at him now, when he comes out, he's talking about Russia. He looks like a deer in headlights. There's no assurance. There's no confidence. Whereas Mike Pompeo, oh my God, the gravitas that he had, he and Trump working together was just phenomenal. Because when Mike Pompeo said something, you knew, hey, this is it. He worked tirelessly for this country. Tony Blinken, please. And not only that, Andrew, I want to go back to this. Remember, Gates, who was the, I think it was William Gates, he was the Secretary of Defense. And he himself said that Biden has gotten foreign affairs wrong for the last 40 years. The media will not bring it up. I think it was Henry Gates. They will not bring it up. He said this. He said it on 60 Minutes to Anderson Cooper. Of course, they were trying to, Anderson Cooper was trying to attack Trump. But he said that, he said, do you stand by that? He said, yes. That he has not gotten things right for the foreign things that involve foreign affairs for the past 30 to 40 years. He has been wrong. So he was wrong on Afghanistan. He was wrong on Iraq. Completely wrong. He's wrong on China. And that's something else that Gates said. He said, out of all the presidents, Trump has it right on China. He sees through the propaganda. He's got it right. Biden, on the other hand, does not. Biden is only looking for money for his son, Hunter, because Hunter is a complete abject failure. The book by Miranda Devine, Laptop from Hell, they don't want to talk about it. We are now finding out that one of Biden's girlfriend had a name called Weed Hustler or something. And he told her, oh, go get money from the bank and we're going to party it up. They were buying drugs and alcohol. Now imagine if that was a Trump boy. One of the Trump sons. Everybody would be talking about it as if they're experts. But because it involves Hunter Biden, it's like a pass. Why are we giving him a pass? Well, because Biden lost one son and we've got to make this other son look good. No, we don't. This is the media fooling people on all of this, and we have to be wise and aware as to what they're doing. We need to be on to these guys and calling it out. And that is the reason why on After Dark with Robin Andrew, when we come on, I'm always talking about Afghanistan and the 13 soldiers that lost their lives, the failure withdrawal, people hanging on to the aircraft as it was about to take off, wanting to get out of there. And then we're bringing here 50 plus Afghanistanians and we're placing them all over the country. Why? I don't know. They haven't been vaxxed. They haven't been vetted. For all we know, they could be performing a getting a coup together to overthrow the government. We have our southern border. We have people that are coming in, and they're not just Hispanics. We have people coming from across the world through the southern border. And why? Well, because they know that it's open, it's porous, and that no one is going to check them. As our guest Angie Wan came on, and she talked about it, people that are coming on, kids, pregnant girls, given tickets to fly anywhere in America. No ID needed. If they were arrested, you could use that as your ID. You can get public assistance. Now you have some cities that are looking at allowing them to get driver's license. Here in New York City, they're looking at, well, why can't they vote in the local elections? This is all socialist ideas, socialist propaganda. Let them come in and do whatever they want. They have more rights than Americans. As an American, if you don't take the booster shot in some instances, you'll lose your job. As I said during the last hour, essential workers. We don't need you anymore. You're non-essential. You don't take our shot. Get out of here. Why can't they make the decision for themselves? This is socialism 101. And then you have judges that support this. And all the millennials, they're completely unaware as to what happened in the past. They don't have a correct reference point as to what happened in Germany with Hitler, the Bolsheviks, Stalin, Mao in China. They have no reference point that what we're experiencing right now is what happened years ago. But they're thinking, oh no, we're woke. We're trying to make certain that everything is right and that everyone's being treated fairly, but they're not being treated fairly. When you're raising one above the other, when you're creating segregation, when you're saying these are the vax, they can go here, they can eat inside of restaurants, but the unvax can't. Majority of the people that are unvaxxed are Black people. So once again, you're telling them they can't come in. So over time, people will forget what's happening, and then it will literally become, well, we're better than them, so they can't come. More segregation. But you think that you're doing the right thing by creating this. And while all this is going on, the rest of the world is falling down. China has managed to go into all these different countries and put a footprint in and help them to save their country, to save their economy. And of course, these countries didn't read the fine print that if you default on the loan, we get to take over this port or whatever you have. It's now ours. So then China owns it. And they're right in our back door doing the same thing in South America and Central America, and no one is saying anything. Trump was sounding the alarms. Josh Hawley was sounding the alarms, a senator. I sounded the alarms on Twitter. I got censored. They want to flag it, misinformation on Facebook. But you have Biden say back in 2020, he made the comment, and I want to quote it because I want to get it right, just in case some of you have forgotten about it. Biden tweeted February 21st, 2020. This was his tweet. Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. He doesn't want me to be our nominee. If you're wondering why, it's because I'm the only person in the field who's ever gone toe-to-toe with him. When was that, Biden? When did you go to toe-to-toe with him? Twitter should slap misinformation on this tweet because we now know that it's a lie. It was a lie then. Why don't they have misinformation? And one of my senators here, Stefanik, she reached out to Twitter and said, hey, you guys need to flag this as misinformation. They didn't do it. It's yet to be done. But if Trump were to say something like that, misinformation, take him off. People, do you see what's happening? You have these oligarchs here in America that are controlling the way we think, what we do, what we see, what we hear. And if you don't think what they want you to think, they will silence you. So if I were on Twitter right now, Andrew, of course, we would be, you know, talking against this whole thing. I would definitely have a field day with this tweet here that Biden had put out almost a year ago. But I would call him out and say, why are we focusing on Ukraine and not China? Ukraine is a foregone conclusion. We have given it up. And if the president of Ukraine doesn't care about what's happening, why should we? Now, I know that we've got to look at this from the viewpoint that if he goes in, he being Putin, and he's already gone in, like I said, first it was psychological, now he's just going in with the troops. What happens next? Poland? Estonia? Well, possibly. But what is Germany doing? How large is Germany's army? Do they even have an army? Great Britain? France, what are they doing? Why is America doing everything and we get no respect? It's crazy. When you really think about it, we're putting our kids' lives on the line. Whenever we go to war, our children, our boys and our girls, I can't say how much of it is now because they've like almost depleted the army and the army's become so woke. I don't know who's in, who's out. And because they fired so many people because they wouldn't take the vaccine, will we even have a functioning army if we need it? Think about it. If we were attacked, now, of course, we're isolated away from all these other countries. But if China were to launch an attack, sail across the ocean, what would we be able to do? We've fired or kicked out a majority of our army because they wouldn't take a stupid vax. So who will they get to train? Who will they get to protect us? We have our boys and girls protecting someone else's border and not our border. So think about this long and hard. We have depleted almost our army. So if we were under attack, under siege, who would defend us? The liberal media? I remember they've taken away, they were trying to take away the guns. Maybe they'll get the thugs that they didn't put in jail to defend us. Andrew, it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah, and just to elaborate on what you were just saying about Germany and their army, after World War II, they were actually limited to 370,000 troops maximum is all that they're allowed to have. But here in 2022, they're well short of that with only 64,000 troops in Germany's army. So they are not very strong militarily. Even to this day, Germany is still struggling to get troops and to build a strong military. That is definitely a weak spot in their country. Wow, we're out of time already. The show just flew by tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com is coming up on its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you download your podcast. Be sure to search for America Out Loud and subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.